different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Yes, yes, yes. It is a We Family Wednesday. Family, gather around your radio because we got to talk about something very special that's going on right here in the Queen City this Friday. And we have some very special guests live here in the Madhouse. Madhouse Nation, I need a round of applause for Mr. Brian Blakely from Fox 46.
Woo-hoo! Thanks for having us today. I love being here on We Family Wednesday.
And we also have Officer Ryan and Officer Richard from the CMPD. They are here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And they are here to talk to us about our big toy drive. We have partnered with CMPD and with Fox 46 for this wonderful event. Tell the people all about it and what's going to happen on Friday.
Whoop, whoop. Bring some toys. That's the big thing. We're going to be out there. Yeah. It is going to be at the Walmart on Whitehall Commons in Southwest Charlotte, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bring toys. Donate to the CMPD Explorers Christmas Project. We're going to be out there all day collecting toys. It is going to be a great event. If you saw what we did last year, people came out in droves to help out the kids in need, and that's what we want to have happen again this year. And Bots, you guys do a great job of putting everything together.
Yes, we have so many kids in need in this area. And we couldn't do it without the support of the community. The kids are able to have Christmas because of the partnerships we have. So ages 0 to 14 years old, whatever toy you would like to bring. If you don't want to go shopping for a toy, guess what? We'll go shopping for you. Mm. You can make a monetary donation, and I'll send my sergeant right here, Sergeant Nelson, to go shopping. So it's going to be fun. It's a fun event. Y'all are all out there. And just celebrating the holiday spirit.
Hey, Santa, put a big smile on a child's face this year, because if they couldn't do so, they won't be able to do so. Here's your chance to make that child's Christmas much brighter. Come on out there and drop off a toy. That's for this Friday. It's going to be at the Whitehall, Walmart or Whitehall Commons.
Now, every donation
counts, too. Every donation counts.
You did say that any toy, they can bring whatever. That was my question. Is there any specific type of toy that you're looking more towards having?
So one need is we have a lot of people that donate the cute toys, and usually around 8 and up, we don't bring in as many donations of those older kid toys. Mm. They're kind of unforgotten sometimes. Mm. So don't forget about the older kids. You know, we're not looking for game consoles and stuff like that, books, anything you like. So
okay,
yeah, every. Like Sergeant Nelson said, every toy counts. Every donation counts.
And that's also clothes, too, because you think about how cold it is right now. You know, those hats, gloves, scarves. Boy, a child could really use that with these cold holidays right now.
It's perfect because we're at Walmart. So even if you come out there and you don't have the toy, we can run into Walmart, pick up a toy. We can pick up coats. We can pick up gloves and all of those things. We made it very, very convenient for you. Coming up, we're going to talk about some of these hot toys of the season and like what your favorite toy was when you got during Christmas. All right, it's We Family Wednesday here on Charlotte's Plug. We are Power 98. Good morning.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And pass this to my daughter. I'ma show what it took. Baby mama cover Forbes, got these other.
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B, 838 here in the Queen City. And we are talking about our big toy drive going down this Friday. We have our friends from Fox 46 here with us, Mr. Brian Blakely. And we have our friends from CMPD, Ryan and Richard. Brian, go ahead and give them all the details one more time.
Yeah, get out there at the Walmart at Whitehall Commons this Friday. From 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., we are collecting toys for kids in need this Christmas, and we look forward to having everybody out there in Southwest Charlotte.
And we are actually going to be out there broadcasting live. Burpee and I are going to be out there doing the whole Madhouse show. We're going to be live out there. Of course, Fox 46 is going to be out there. CMPD is going to be out there. We're just going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a blast for everyone to come out there and just have some fun and feel great about giving back to everybody in the city.
Mm-hmm. And so before we went to break, I wanted to ask you all, what was your favorite toy that you got at Christmas growing up?
All right. I remember for me, it was Hot Wheels and Lincoln Logs. Mm. I remember coming downstairs and looking under the tree and thinking how amazed I was at how many Hot Wheels tracks were out there.
Were they set up for you?
They were all set up. Santa had set them up, and it was great. I loved every bit of it. I think I kept Hot Wheels cars for 20 years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now my son is the same way. I got 9,000 Hot Wheels cars all over the place.
That's awesome. What about you?
It was Lego. So it was not like what we have today where you have all these different things you can build. It was your plain blue, yellow, red Legos. Mm. And you had to build the stuff yourself. There was no instructions, and that was my favorite. And then, of course, bicycle. When I got my bicycle, that was like the freedom. Mm. You know, I could go on the move.
What you got?
For me, I'm going to say Atari. Mm. And that was so crazy. I remember coming downstairs and my eyes like, oh my God, I can't believe I have it. And I was playing. And that was my favorite.
The old Atari. Pong.
Yeah. Space Invaders.
Yeah. Video game addiction way back when. I loved it. It was such a great game.
Joystick broke.
Brebby, what was your favorite toy?
My favorite was, well, of course, you know, you already know it was my wrestling ring. When I got my first wrestling ring, I was excited about that. I'm a diehard wrestling fan.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The Rock.
The Rock. Yeah.
The Rock talked so much. Him and Stone Cold. They talked so much junk. I loved it. I got in trouble at school all the time because I tried to talk like them. The teacher would call my name. I'm like, it doesn't matter what you... I was terrible.
I was telling you all off the air, I still have my Christmas toy. I still own it, still use it, and that was my pair of skates. Yeah. My skates. Yeah. I think I got them like when I was in high school. I would go skating every weekend, so I still have my skates there at my house, still using, they still fit, and I just remember like waking up, finding my skates under the tree and just being so excited about that. And I think that that's what this toy drive is all about, like making sure that the kids in the Carolinas all get to experience that, you know, and then people in the community get to make sure that our kids have that experience. So make sure you come out and you donate. Make sure. What's our goal? Do we have a goal?
We have a lot of kids, thousands of kids to support this Christmas, thousands.
How many, do you know how many we collected last year?
It was a box load, so it was over 1,000 toys, and we had to switch vehicles. I had to make a phone call, emergency phone call, and bring in a box truck to the Walmart last year because y'all did an outstanding job. So our goal is to fill the box truck this year.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. We had, by the time the Madhouse had gotten done, we had shopping carts. We probably had at least 6 shopping carts out there that were full of toys. So we're trying to do that again. Madhouse Nation, we definitely need your help. It's going down this Friday. Brian, because you just do it so well. Your voice sounds so good. Just give them all the details one more time.
This Friday, that's going to be happening at the Walmart at Whitehall Commons, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Just come on out and have a good time. There's going to be a lot of fun with you guys being out there. And it's a wonderful event. If you were coming out there and you didn't even have a toy, you can go into Walmart and get one and bring one out. And I just love watching everybody, the smiles that they have on their faces when they know that they can give back to other people. And it's really special. You know, on Delivery Day, Bots, as you know, when that happens on December 14th this year, a little earlier this year than it is from years past, that day when you bring those skates to a child or Hot Wheels or Kung Fu Grip or something like that, the G.I. Joe, it's nothing like it seeing a child's face brighten and light up.
Ryan, you also said batteries and helmets. Tell us what you were saying about that.
So a lot of people will buy toys and they won't think about what will make that toy run. So if you're buying a toy with that needs batteries, make sure you provide some extra batteries. Also think about rechargeable toys. You know, that's always great if they can recharge it and they don't have to purchase those batteries. If you buy a riding toy, you know, of course, CMPD, we want to keep the kids safe. Please provide a helmet. So if they were like me, kids, growing up, I would fall off my skateboard all the time and the bike, so I needed a helmet all the time.
That's what happened to you.
Now, listen up now. Listen up, black people. Don't be going out there buying all AA batteries, because all toys don't run off AA batteries. Check the toy to make sure you get the right battery.
Oh, we have a drawer right now just for batteries at the house.
Yeah, exactly. But don't y'all go in y'all battery drawer. We are looking for new toys and new batteries and new helmets, all right? If you missed any of the details, we'll have this full interview on our podcast and all of the details about our toy drive going down this Friday on our website, power98fm.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you all on Friday. All right, Madhouse Nation, don't you go anywhere. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're playing everybody's favorite game. It's called Are You
Black Smart.
We're Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Traffic brought to you by Truliant Federal Credit Union.
Want to accelerate your savings?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.